Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In Paris, after speaking with French President Emmanuel Macron, President Trump made no promises to change his decision about pulling the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Accord.
Yeah, I mean, something could happen with respect to the Paris Accord. We'll see what happens. But we will talk about that over the coming period of time. And if it happens, that'll be wonderful. And if it doesn't, that'll be okay, too.
President Trump is in France for Bastille Day celebrations. Chinese human rights prisoner Liu Xiaobo has died at the age of 61 following a high-profile battle with liver cancer. Liu, a Nobel Peace Prize laureate who spent his last 8 years as prisoner of conscience, passed away at a hospital where he had been moved from his prison cell in the final stage of his illness. Heather Nauert is the spokesperson for the U.S. State Department.
He was really a beacon of hope for so many Chinese who fundamentally believe in their rights, in their human rights, and in freedom and democracy. We were saddened by his death, as I think so many other people are around the world.
Liu's final days were marked by a public dispute over the quality of care and his Beijing's refusal of his family's request that he be transferred for treatment to the United States or Germany. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has left Qatar with little apparent progress in his shuttle diplomacy aimed at ending Doha's diplomatic standoff with Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates. They broke off diplomatic ties with Qatar, accusing Doha of funding terrorism. This is VOA News. Deir ez-Zor, the largest city in eastern Syria, has become the last station of the Islamic State militants after Iraqi forces claimed victory over the extremists in Mosul in Iraq. The Iraqi embassy in the Syrian capital Damascus conveyed a letter from Iraqi Foreign Minister Ibrahim al-Jafri saying the defeat of the extremist in northern Iraq's Mosul is a great victory in the war against terrorism, which has plunged the two countries for several years, plagued them as well. For political analyst Anas Judip, the victory in Mosul means that the terrorist groups have lost the Middle East and that parties involved in the Syria crisis may now proceed toward reaching an agreement.
The first regional sign that the players are agreeing on stability and on serious fighting against terrorism. So in this, it's important. And so you can hope that this seriousness in fighting terrorism will continue inside Syria also.
Riyad Alati, the chargé d'affaires of the Iraqi embassy in Damascus, says Iraq and Syria will continue to join hands to fight against terrorism along their common borders. Egyptian, Coptic, and Christian churches have suspended all outside church activities for the rest of July because of security threats, church officials giving no information on who recommended the suspensions or if there are any specific threats. Australia today proposed new laws to compel companies such as U.S. social media giant Facebook and device manufacturer Apple to provide security agencies access to encrypted messages. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull.
We need to ensure that the internet is not used as a dark place for bad people to hide their criminal activities from the law.
The existing law was written before the advent of social media, before the growth in very recent years of encryption of communications to a point at which it is now effectively ubiquitous. So in order to address the new technological developments, we are contemporizing existing, well-established legal principles.
Measures will be the first in an expected wave of global legislation as pressure mounts on tech companies to provide such access after several terror suspects used encrypted applications ahead of attacks. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.